and I were toted him to the wagon, and that was part of our firewood also.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was the Illinois Central.
On the I see. Well, it was originally built as the Mississippi Central Railroad, and in the 1870s or 80s, the IC purchased it and became known as IC Railroad. In fact, this was the main line of the IC Railroad until 1896. That's when they built a double track down from Memphis down to Mississippi, and that became the main line, and this is the secondary.
Now, the difference between, do you know the word rank for wood?
We never did call it rank, anything like that. We just said a cord of wood. And my daddy also sold store wood. You know, like most people back in, when I was a kid there, had wood stoves, and they burned store wood. In other words, this was about a foot length, and you bust it up into about a 2x2. Now, it doesn't have to be square, but in other words, just it could be a triangle. But anyway, not about two inch in length either way. And I know that he had several customers over there. They had what they call the wood shed, and my daddy would rack it up as a cord, and then haul it over and throw it in their wood shed, and we'd get so much per cord.
I see.
The price back then, I would be scared to say. I was small, but it wasn't too much. I remember late one night there when my daddy was trying to load up a load of wood, he picked up, we was picking up stove wood there that my brother had busted, or my daddy and brother one had busted that day. And we was picking it up late that afternoon there, and my dad picked up a snake, you know. And that was the end of me picking up stove wood, because I was scared of a snake. And my daddy threatened whooping me and everything else, and I didn't pick up no more stove wood. I didn't care if he did whoop me. I wasn't going to pick it up.
Well, besides the stove wood and the firewood, y'all also cut wood for the gin, too, didn't you?
Well, now, my daddy run a gin. He bought the old steam gin here in 1914-1. In other words, he sold it in 1935, and he was in the gin business 22 years, figured out. And they burned 4-foot wood. And they, of course, they bought it, that was the summer job of people there making extra money for livelihood. In other words, they'd haul it into the gin out there and they'd stack it up. I can remember, I would be scared to say how many cords. I said 200 or 300 cords of 4-foot wood that they used in the old steam boiler to generate the steam to pull the gin, the grist mill, and the sawmill.
That's where I think I've heard that word rank, the 4-foot wood.
I believe
was
you're
ranked.
Right. I believe the rank of wood
was cord.
That's right, rank of wood.
And how would you build a fire in these fireplaces?
These fireplaces here? Well, I'll tell you what my daddy done. Back in those days, they made these cypress shingles. And we was constantly tearing down an old shed, an old house somewhere. And my daddy would save those cypress shingles, and they were bone dry. In other words, they were dry, bone dry. And he'd take his old long knife there and just save off a few shavings. Just stick a match to them and they just burn just like that.
Did you call it lightwood or kindling?
We call it kindling.
We always used, we used kindling. If we didn't have no kindling, we'd always shell corn for the chickens.